Well, we weren't good enough last night in the cricket. South Africa batted first. They got 5 for 320. David Miller, 139. Faf du Plessis, 125. They scored 130 runs off the last 10 overs. Australia in their innings were 9 for 280 off 50 overs. Sean Marsh, 106, but we lost by 40 runs. Man of the match was David Miller. And to talk a little bit about cricket this morning is Stewie Clark. Good morning, Stu.
Hello, Loz. TK, how are you?
Yeah, going well, mate. What did you make of the series overall from Australia's point of view?
Obviously, they lost, you know. But what I was impressed with, they actually showed a bit of fight. It didn't quite work out at different stages, and they tend to probably still go through bad periods. The last 10 overs of their bowling innings, a good example of that, where it didn't quite work out, and they just didn't execute well enough when under pressure. But, you know, there's been a lot of talk about where they are and obviously the blokes being out and all that, but I think they actually showed a bit of fight, and whether it be Sean Marsh yesterday, I thought Marcus Stoinis has been, he's been good throughout the series. It was good to see Mitchell Starc sort of at different parts of the game. I think the Adelaide, the last three or four overs he bowled there were back to his best. So they showed fight. They didn't win the series, but they didn't just roll over and let South Africa walk all over them, which is a good sign.
It is, and they were two great innings, by the way, yesterday, Faf du Plessis and also David Miller, but Stewie, in reality, it's another loss on home soil.
Oh, absolutely. I don't, as I said at the start, they lost the series and they've got to accept that they lost. They don't have the cattle, or they don't have the class of player that, you know, when the pressure's on, and that's the mark of the great players, your Warnes, your McGraths, your Pontings, you know, we always go back to those guys, but when the pressure was on, those sort of players were at their best. Our guys are still finding their feet, and when the pressure gets turned up and Miller, Du Plessis, whoever it may be, put the pressure back onto us, we haven't been able to, deliver the knockout blow.
What did you make of the decision by the umpire to allow Du Plessis to make that last second sort of decision to challenge the review?
Well, it was 4 seconds or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you only had 15.
Yeah, but I've never seen that imposed.
You know, it's hard because when does it start from, when the appeal finishes?
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole heap. It's pretty subjective. I think the umpire, to be fair, just uses discretion. If it's sort of, you know, you saw him standing there and all of a sudden, you know, he's called over and he's walking a square leg and like, oh, well, I'll review that. Because there's enough time to have a look and someone says that's not out.
So why have a rule then for 15 seconds?
Very good point, mate. If you can't, you shouldn't have rules you don't enforce.
Well, that's a fair point as well. But, you know, I think the umpire, the way they police that rule is they allow the umpire to have a bit of discretion. And look, the guideline, you know, maybe they should say the guideline 15 seconds rather than mandating it.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad.
It wasn't like a 25 second one or 30 seconds where, you know, everyone had moved on and all of a sudden, I'll have a review of that.
Yeah. Still, it could add to the drama maybe if they put a shot clock on. You know, it's all about TV. No, I mean,
I don't disagree. Yeah, I think that's funny.
It could be, you know, he's only got 3 seconds. What do we do? What do we do, mate? good to see Coogee Oval, mate. It was rocking on the weekend. We had Dave Warner up against his Stephen Smith, captain and vice captain. Well, that's how they used to be. Warner made 13 runs. Smith made 48. Shane Watson actually top scored for Sutherland with 63. But these guys are doing everything possible, mate.
Absolutely. I've said that a few times, I think, on this show and other sort of programs. But, mate, I've been actually lucky enough to be in the company of Steve Smith quite a bit in the last sort of 6 to 8 weeks at different functions and different Sutherland things and presenting hats at junior association stuff. And, mate, he's trying to do everything he can. And, you know, you don't hear Steve. He doesn't talk a lot in the media. He hasn't really made any comment. And that's been, you know, that's the way he's wanted to play it. He's doing his time. He doesn't say anything. I'm sure he'd love to be playing for Australia. Don't get me wrong. I don't think that's. I think he's forgotten about that. But he's doing what he can. It was great for great cricket. It was great for the other 20 guys out there that probably are never. Oh, sorry, the other 19 guys. Shane Watson to the team. Never going to experience or have the potential to experience what it's like playing in front of a lot of people with noise and buzz and atmosphere. And that's what, you know. That's the thing that I think we all talk about: grassroots cricket and guys going back to play great cricket. Well, I know it's enforced. And they, you know, they're paying the penalty for something they did, but it's certainly benefiting, you know, those local communities that follow cricket.
Yeah, it was great to see, wasn't it? The scenes, 4,000 people at Coogee Oval.
It's been the same everywhere they've been, really.
Yeah, but it's just great for the game, and it shows those players too that people are forgiving.
Yep.
You know, people want to see them back. Yeah. You know, like they understand they've made a mistake, but they're prepared to forgive them.
Well, mate, absolutely. Well, the game play that Stephen played up at Caringbah, the first game of the year where he came back, there would have been 2,000-3,000 people that turned up, you know, probably even a little bit more throughout the course of the day coming in. And they was, you know, we sold, you know, 1,500 sausages and sold, you know, 1,500 cans of drink, and there were kids. And Stephen stood there, and he, for an hour and a half, he sat in a seat and signed autographs and took photos and did all of that. And it's great for those local communities. Sutherland, you know, Sutherland's the beneficiary because that's where he's playing and that's where he's played all his cricket. But, mate, everyone's loving it.
Yeah.
Mate, in 30 seconds, tell us, should they be allowed to come back and play Shield cricket?
My personal opinion is yes. I'd let them play. I'd let them play Shield cricket. Will Cricket Australia do it? I don't really know. It's hard now. It's so close to the end. But it was my decision. I'd let them definitely play Shield cricket. But then again, that's someone else to decide.
Yeah, exactly. And just capping off all things, it's good to see Matthew Renshaw also made runs. He made 100 up there in the Brisbane comp, and Joe Burns also made 100. And that's what these guys have got to do: just keep making as many runs as possible.
Mate, that's why we need Shield cricket to be strong. We spend 90% of our time worrying about the Australian team. We should spend 10% on the Australian team, 90% on Shield cricket. If they're getting runs and wickets, then we've got plenty of players to choose from for the Australian team.
Exactly. Couldn't agree with you more. It's a shame that Cricket Australia bastardised the Sheffield Shield competition under that Pat Howard. Thank you very much for that, Stewie.
Good on you, boys.
Well, that's what they did. That's what they did. It's pretty simple. It's now 8 o'clock, thanks to Stuart Clarke.